Few visitors to London realize that the underground isn't the only subway train beneath the streets of the British capital. 70 feet below ground level, the world's first driverless electrified railway was built as a vital artery for Britain's postal system for 75 years, transporting letters, telegrams, and packages across a 10-kilometer stretch of London at speeds of up to 56 kilometers per hour. It's now been opened up to the paying public, who can ride in glass-roofed carriages through dark and dingy tunnels on a journey that takes 20 minutes to complete. The deputy director of the Postal Museum is Tim Allison.
It's never been accessible before, and our project is really opening up for the first time so people can see the infrastructure and see what it provided in terms of keeping the system moving, really.
Mail Rail sits across the street from the newly renovated Postal Museum, which has opened to the public in advance of the Mail Rail ride, which begins at the beginning of September. A single adult ticket costing £16, or about $21, gives admission to both. For those who prefer not to experience the cramped and claustrophobic conditions, the museum offers an interactive journey through 500 years of Britain's Royal Mail.
There's an audiovisual kind of experience which tells the story of the people that worked on the network, how they kept the network going, and a slightly sort of more stylized approach to illustrating what the network did. When you're in Mail Rail, you're within our best exhibit, if you like. You know, you're actually within the kind of the structure of it.
Visitor Margot Hauer says the museum is a reminder that despite the speed of modern communications, a personal touch is still vitally important.
When communication and when reaching out to people is so easy, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat, I think by contrast, the effort and the conscious effort you make when you send someone a postcard or a letter is amazing.
Allison concedes the museum serves up a healthy dose of nostalgia, particularly in an age of almost instantaneous communication via email, messages, and various social networks. But he believes there will always be a role for Britain's postal service in knitting people together. For CRI, I'm Wu Yifan.